Okay, now be quiet.
You found Mog Radio.
It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is episode number 471. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. And with me, as always, is the man for which Black Friday is unnecessary. Deals are available to him at all times. The one, the only, the Kevin Miller. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Buy one, get one free, Justin.
Oh, well, you got all distorted on me on that. What happened? Are you okay?
Buy one, get one free.
All right, I'm going to turn that down just in case. All right.
Buy one, get one free.
Hell yes, buy it one. Is Black Friday in the timeline that is known as the podcast listener. For interesting sake, in case the world has ended and all you have left is your iPod. We are recording this on November 16th, so we did not know the world had ended, and that's why we are not reporting on it. But stay tuned for mid-December episodes where we react to the world ending. That will be definitely coming, only if that has happened. We will not react to the world ending unless it has happened. But
fair enough.
And I imagine that, but in pure speculation of timeline, I will be mocking the Mayans like there is no tomorrow.
I didn't know that was really... Is that really what's going to happen? Oh, okay.
The Mayans said that the world is supposed to end this December.
Well, on my birthday, December 21st.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said in November around Black Friday.
No. I was saying that the world had ended, and that's why we weren't reacting to the world. It's a long, convoluted, stupid bit.
It was great, though. I believe... I'm excited for the big shakeup that's going to happen on December 21st, 2012. Because, again... It's my birthday.
Yeah.
So I believe all of us who were born on the winter solstice will receive superpowers. I think that's clear.
That would be the greatest episode of Heroes ever.
Yeah. Thank you. It was my spec script for a while. But I think either we will all receive frost powers from the winter solstice alien Kragmon. Mm-hmm. We will either – or we will receive ancient Mayan secrets – which are different from ancient Chinese secrets. Or we will simply be granted time bending powers.
Will both secrets relieve headaches?
Yes.
Am I right? Isn't that what the commercial was for? It was for like a pain reliever that's an ancient Chinese secret.
I thought it was a tea, but you're probably more...
Yeah, but it was a tea that relieved headaches is what I thought it did.
Was it? Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up while we talk about this. But what is going on? Black Friday, Kevin, you found this awesome list. I'm looking at it right now. The top 2012 holiday hot toy list. The 15 hottest toys of the season that Toys R Us has. A Doc McStuffins time for your checkup doll.
I just want to, before we even dive into it, I want to say... What?
Yeah.
Like, talk about wag the dog. We're all familiar with the expression where, you know, putting the cart before the horse to wag the dog, where the tail becomes the important thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of an it toy is the culture saying, parents and children saying, oh my gosh, we need this toy this year. This is the thing I want to get. And then there being a run on the store and people killing each other. I mean, we've seen the it toy forever. I feel like it first started with the Cabbage Patch doll back in the 80s. That's the first time I ever remember hearing of, like, you know, people killing each other in order to get a toy. So to then say, no, we decide, Toys R Us, what the it toys are, just seems unfair to me.
Well, and this list is, I don't want to sound like I'm coming out being negative.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I'm exaggerating, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the worst list of toys in the history of toys.
That's a bit extreme.
Nope,
considering what's on here.
Geppetto. I mean,
there's a couple of doozies, but
Geppetto.
But the other thing that's bad about it is it's supposed to be a toy, and they've gone so far as to say there are 15 toys. Your child must have all 15 of these under his tree, otherwise he will be disappointed.
No, Geppetto himself would look at this and vomit. This is horrible.
So what about this list offends you so greatly? Because there's a couple items on here that I think do belong on this list.
Doc McStuffins, time for your checkup doll. That's number one.
Time for your checkup doll. Yeah. And if you can see the picture, it's a little African-American girly with her pigtails that go shoulder length. And her doll that she's practicing malpractice on is a sheep in a tutu.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. As somebody who has a small child, Doc McStuffins is a show on Disney Junior. A lot of the listeners probably already know what it is. And what happens is each of the toy, her mom is a real doctor. And so Doc McStuffins, the daughter, wants to be a real doctor, and she performs doctor on her toys. This is not to be confused with the pornographic reimagination. So if that's what you think we're talking about, please get that out of your brain.
I have to Google that. What? There's a pornographic reimagineering of it?
I'm not going to say that there is. I'm going to say that I'm in talks to make it, because that's the
you have your spec script going.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw this cartoon, because I was like, wait, this little girl on a preschool show, she plays doctor? Yeah, let's do this right. Daddy used to play some doctor when he was about 7. I was a big fan of doctor. I played doctor once with some twins. Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Man, this is a makeup room conversation we're having right now. Not named this podcast the makeup room.
Yep.
Wow. That was a missed opportunity. All right.
Something happens with toys. She always says, she has a song. She says, time for your checkup. Time for your checkup. Gonna check your weight, check your height, tell you how much you grow. Like that kind of thing. She sings a song. But what I do love is the picture and the imagery. Like what happened to you is that you're like, there's a sheep in a tutu, which to me, the tutu conceals the checkup area, and that is inappropriate. That is not. And what's even worse about the marketing of this is that she has a hippo nurse, like, which I think if you're a nurse, you're offended, because remember what nurses used to be known as, the hot chicks that look like Jessica Rabbit, and now you're literally the cartoon personification of a hippo. That's what nurses are. So, and also voiced by a sassy woman of color. So let's not get over that.
Girl, you needs to get your worms checked.
Yeah. I got it right here, doctor. That's how she does.
So apparently that's one of the 15 toys that must be underneath my child's tree this year.
Yes, and this list cannot be in order of importance, because Disney Junior had to pay for these top two spots, because the opposite, Doc McStuffins, while my son and I honestly enjoy the show, it's got cool music and all that, and it's kind of funny. Always the guest stars that they have are always funny on that show. But the next toy, the Fisher-Price Jake and the Neverland Pirates, Jake's musical pirate ship, Bucky. A musical pirate ship, Bucky.
Yeah.
The real Bucky is rolling over in his grave right now, and that is unfortunate for him. But I don't understand.
Is pirate ship, who's pirate, is that another, who's Bucky? Neverland Pirates, I assume that's Peter Pan.
Yes, so what they did was, they made it was hilarious. They made a show called Jake and the Neverland Pirates, and they called their ship Bucky. He's like R2-D2 in that he only talks through the ship's bell. So it's like, Bucky, how are you feeling today? Clang, 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 clang. Oh, Bucky's pissed, everybody. Like that's how it works out. But it's these three guys that I don't understand. Like, I guess they're supposed to be Lost Boys, but they call themselves pirates. And I thought pirates in Neverland were the adults and they were the bad guys. And Captain Hook is just a colossal asshole to them in every episode.
Don't hurt yourself. It's going to be okay.
Calm down. Yeah, I know. It's starting to get into my act. Like, but it is. Like, it's just weird that it's creepy that this grown man, Captain Hook, is literally decided to just bug and steal things in a childish manner from these three children that evidently want to be pirates. I don't know what it is. And there's a parrot involved, too. And they always have the same things where they say...
It sounds like what they sound like they did the boy version of the Tinkerbell movies, where they took the two characters and the Lost Boys and Tinkerbell and try to make them into their own properties.
And the part that I don't understand is that I feel like Disney owns Peter Pan, the license to it, so it's like, why not just make a preschool show for Peter Pan? And so it was, but I think they only did, I'm like, Peter Pan's got to show up in this mess, and it's got to be some special event. And it didn't even get to through season one, and it's like, oh, Peter Pan returns to Neverland. And I'm like, wait, when did he leave? I don't understand. And when he comes back, he's actually younger than the Peter Pan in the animated movie. So
it's a prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's a prequel.
Because he learns his lesson in the film. That's the problem.
And so he gives them a map and a sword and a pixie dust that they could only use in an emergency. But emergency is a very gray area, which is a great message for preschool kids. I got to get off of this. But anyway,
okay.
La La Loopsie, Silly Hair, Star Doll, which is another preschool. Evidently, the only children that are getting hot toys are in the 4 to 6 age bracket.
It gets older. That's the list does get a little higher as time goes by.
Yeah, you're right. These probably aren't in like actual order of importance. The next one is a Furby. No business.
Furby. No, Furby was the it toy about 10 years ago.
Right. But no business being on this list, though. No business.
Yeah, I agree. It's old.
And then the Gelarty Designer Studio. I don't know
what that means.
I don't know what that is either. So that means also does it. Leap Pad 2 Explorer, which is the iPad that you can stick in your mouth. which I could get why those are toys, because these are toys that parents who feel like they don't want to interact with their children and teach them life lessons.
Wow.
They use this as a way to educate the child.
I'm shocked by your racism, because those are gaming devices. Have you touched a Leap Pad? They are low-tech gaming devices that are safe for children.
Right, but they do it under the guise of saying they're going to teach your kid the alphabet, and nobody wants to learn the alphabet. If you wanted to learn the alphabet, you wouldn't have to hide it in a mini iPad video game. that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that stop trying to steal what already works out. You don't need to trick kids into playing video games.
You don't think that there can be an educational value to games?
I do. I just think that my experience with what I've seen with the Leap Pad, it does not execute it well.
Oh, have you seen, and I'm not being facetious here, have you seen the Leap Pad 2?
I have not seen the Leap Pad 2.
Leap Pad 2 is actually a pretty sophisticated device where you can download more games. You can put cartridges in it just like before. But they have legitimate titles. They have legitimate games in there. And then they have stuff that's more academic based, sure. But the game, I've messed around with some of them. They're not bad. Some of the stuff that they're doing on the Leap Pad is like watered down versions of the Vita. They have their own paint park in there where you take pictures and you can draw on them and so on and so forth. I think they're a more durable portable gaming system for a younger audience. I endorse the Leap Pad 2 Explorer being on this list of 15.
I hear your endorsement, and I would probably go purchase a Leap Pad 2 based simply on your endorsement, but I am on a waiting list for the Leap Pad 2 Mini. So I can't do that.
Fair enough.
The next one is Micro Chargers Time Track, which I think is like a Hot Wheels track of some kind which looks kind of cool.
This is like the boy level, and that looks pretty sweet. Come on, I don't know if it, but I don't see how you can tell me that that's the toy every kid in preschool on the playground is saying, dude, man, Tommy's over there rocking the Micro Chargers Time Track racetrack. Okay, man, he's the coolest kid. I hope Santa blesses me with one of those this year. I don't buy it.
Tommy's so lucky that his dad owns a landscaping business.
My dad just is a pool skimmer.
But the next one on the list, though, that I think is really cool, and it's just by the sheer size of it alone, they have like what looks like a 6-year-old kid playing with it, seven maybe, and it's taller than him on his knees, and it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret Sewer Lair playset, and I would just by the size of it alone, I would buy that for my child just because I would think it would be so funny to watch Jacob.
It's huge. It's several action figures high. It's got stories. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 comfortable action figure stories high. Ridiculous.
Let's see if it gives. It's actually, that's not very tall. I was trying to think, or maybe it's the box. It says that it's 26.8 inches tall by 15 inches wide and 7.5 inches deep, but I think that's just the box.
That's got to be the box, because yeah. I mean, I'm literally, he's got, they've got the action figures on it.
Yeah.
It's, and action figures are what, 7 inches?
Yeah.
And this is easily, easily 40 to 45 inches tall.
And I do think we're increasing in age, because the next one is the Y-volution, because evolution wasn't enough.
Now it's the Y-volution.
Yeah, and it's
well, the, I mean, the Ninja Turtle thing, that's the toys that are, like, for the rich kids. That's still not an It toy, though. That's not the one that everybody's killing. That's just, like, the toy that the rich kids get.
Yeah.
The Y-volution, I mean, that was cool 10 years ago, the scooter, so some things never die.
And then the Hot Wheels RC Terrain Twister. I've seen the commercial for this, not impressed. I think if your kid's into – this is what I think these lists are. In that they're, I don't know why. I think it's really for grandparents and aunts and uncles is why they make these this list. Because a mom or a dad, even the most uninterested mom or dad, at least knows, what's my kid like? Oh, he likes Superman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's he always bugging me about? That's how I know. But in this world, like, this is, and these all seem like ancillary gifts, except for maybe the last two or three is from what I'm looking at. So we'll get to those. Yeah. But if your kid's into RC, you should get him, like, a Team Associated or... A Strax Traxxas, that's what I'm thinking of.
The only about three, maybe four items on here are actual, no, maybe two, are things that are actual, like, hot things. But continue.
Lego Ninjago Epic Dragon Battle. Now, I happen to know that this is, Ninjago's a big deal with, like, 5 and 6 year old kids. That once they hit that age, that they all love Ninjago, which I think is interesting because Ninjago's almost competing with licensed Legos, which was their, that's always been their number one bread earner since they started doing that. And then 1D collector dolls. Now, I'm curious, do you have any idea what these guys are?
I it is so weird that these are on here because I had never heard of 1D or One Direction until Kevin and Bean were discussing the new 3D movie that's coming out. And I was like, and they were describing how big a deal they were. And then it was like my eyes had opened. And when I finally saw this list, it was about the sixth time in one day that I had come across them of like, who and what are these and why do people care?
The most of our listeners already know, judging by the age bracket of people that filled out the survey, but they, I think they're like our generation's Beatles in that they're a huge English pop band, boy band, and that they've just blown up. And it was funny because I auditioned to do the voice of the, they had a telephone trivia contest. And it became down between me and another dude to be the guy who's like, are you a true directioner? Like, you know, that kind of thing. And and so I like the 3 days after I submitted that audition and I found out that I was like me and another guy, there's two finalists is what they said on this, on the website or whatever. But I got this follower on Twitter, which I think is somebody who listens to the show, but I got a follower who said that they were a directioner and I didn't know what a directioner was until I did that.
Oh, funny.
And I go, I wonder if I booked that gig. And I'm like, well, why would they put my name? Cause I didn't understand the coincidence was too like surreal. Like for literally 3 days to have no idea who these guys, I'm like, oh, they must be an up and coming band that they're dumping money in, not knowing that they were blown up, just not in my demo. And then 3 days later, somebody follows me on Twitter and says, I'm a directioner. And I'm like, oh.
Creepy.
Yeah. So I guess I haven't heard a single one of their songs. So before this episode is over, we will listen to a song via the tube of you.
I can't wait.
Skylanders Giant Starter Pack. Now, I know this has to be one of your top two hot toys.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I feel like that's legit. Now we're talking. That's a hot toy. So maybe that and the Lego Ninjaro, based on your recommendation, I feel, and maybe the last one here, are the only real It toys of the season.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think that everybody's talking about, you know, Skylanders Giants, and there's huge displays all over the stores, and, you know, obviously they're big sellers, so... Yeah,
and several of the figures aren't even available yet. They many retailers have them listed as being available on Black Friday or early December. We'll see. But half of the collection, half of the new figures aren't even on shelves right now.
Oh. When are they all coming out? Like, are they coming
out? That's the question. They claim beginning of December, but if it's anything like the first Skylanders, there was stuff that wasn't out till April. You couldn't complete your collection until the new year. So we'll see if they can crank them all out. That'd be great. It'd be good to see them all on the shelves. But that you can go on eBay right now and get a reserve ticket. We talked about this.
I am so sorry that this is happening. I'm mad. And I can't stop it. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you a true One Directioner?
I am now. Although it says it was an advertisement and I panicked. But I wanted to play their video, What Makes You Beautiful. Let me do this.
Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love and never, never.
Wow, that's creepy. I know we
they
only
are
met,
vampires.
But let's
that's,
pretend
that's
it's
what
love.
That's what they just described. They're molesting vampires.
That is a line I wish I thought of when I was a freshman in high school. Listen, I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love because we can hit a home run right here. Like, we can make this happen. I'll show you mine if you show me yours because we love each other. Remember, we're pretending it's love. I did that when I played doctor with those twins.
Direction's new album with an exclusive
hilarious
cover photo and 5 extra tracks
hilarious
only at Target.
Their advertisement was for them. They have this is their official YouTube video, and the advertisement pre-roll was for their album.
For their own thing.
For their own
they
thing.
Sold themselves an ad.
I gotta be honest, I found their lyrics fetching. I found their melodies intriguing. But this is One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, that we're hearing right now. There's a beachscape. Yeah, I think I'm in love with these guys too.
Oh my gosh. Just when I think you have good taste.
You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
Did he just turn door into 6 syllables? That's amazing talent.
Cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you.
Oh my gosh, you guys have to watch this video.
That good, huh?
These guys have brought back something that I've been missing in boy band culture, which is the 5 guys singing a song for a girl, because music is written for, you know, you love a girl, and it's this weird, creepy, like almost date rape-esque scenario where they're like, there's one chick and 5 dudes, and it's like, this is about to get really awkward when we all find out we're talking about the same girl. Like, this is like, 'cause they're singing about this girl, and then it just cuts to a girl spinning like in a sundress by the beach, and it's just one chick. Like, they can't even put 5 girls in there and have them each interacting with one.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I should direct music videos. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I'm sorry to bother you with One Direction.
Not at all.
But let's get back to the list. Tabio is the next on the list. I don't know what this is. Is this the other iPad for kids?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it until I saw this.
Yeah, it's a 7-inch kids tablet, and it looks like it has like a case that is like a kid's version of what you would put, like, if you were in the SWAT team. You know how they make the ballistic cases for iPad? Yeah. It looks like an iPad that's encased in that, and it has the same, like, app layout, but you could play things like Cut the Rope, Angry Birds. What else do they have in here? Free Hamster. I'm trying to think. There's some popular apps that they're showing. Operation Math, other educational video games. So it's like, it's a ripoff of an iPad, it looks like there. So that's good. And then last but not least, Wii U, which I don't know. That's the hot toy list, the Wii U?
Well, I mean, the Wii was pretty big when it came out for 2 years in a row. And I could see why they'd be able to justify it being still a big deal.
Yeah.
I'd say. So I took the liberty after my ignorance of saying that the Cabbage Patch doll is what kicked this off, and I went to time.com. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of it?
Yep.
And they have compiled a list of the It toys every year since 1920. And if anybody can be trusted, I'd say it's going to be Time Magazine, because they have been around since the 20s. So they claim that in the 1920s, the very first It toy, and this surprised me, I might debate these guys.
Can I guess?
Yeah, please do.
Tickle Me Truman.
No, you want to take another crack at it?
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think what else would be a Pokevelt. You know, it's different versions of Roosevelt, but they have secret
good
powers.
Solid. The first item they have listed is the Radio Flyer Wagon, and that was huge. Yeah,
that's
in the 20s. I buy that. Now I'm looking ahead here, and just don't. I feel like they're eliminating something or they're overlooking something, but nowhere in the first three decades on their list is Superman. And as we know, Superman was a cult in the time. Yep. In the 20s, a chemistry set, a joy buzzer, a yo-yo, a pop-up book. I mean, the 20s sucked for kids. Come on, a wagon, some powder, a thing with a thing on it for your hand, a string, and a book with more pictures in it.
We are going to be the coolest dads ever. I can't wait this Christmas to sit down with my son and go, let me show you how bad it could have been. All right. If you would have been born 80 years earlier,
we get in the night, they don't show, but in the 1910s, it was a rock, a piece of wood in the shape of a rock. It was some plastic because that hadn't been invented yet.
I like the idea of it being a rock in the 1910s. I know you're doing a bit, but I like in 1970 it being resurged as a pet.
As an actual rock. Yeah, that's true. It came back around. So in the 30s, they say a stuffed Mickey Mouse, finger paint, awesome, a sock monkey, Buck Rogers rocket pistol, that's pretty sweet,
yeah,
a microscope set, a beach ball. Here, kid, here's something. It's a big ball. Mommy, mommy, I want a big ball. A Red Ryder BB gun, which of course we know.
Oh, that'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. Army men. Plastic was invented in the 30s. And a Viewmaster, all that stuff. Oh. Viewmasters back in the – oh, no. Army men were probably metal. All that stuff was metal. I stand corrected. I wonder what the beach ball was made out of.
Metal as well. It was also metal.
I cut myself on the beach ball.
Billy Blank's great-great-grandfather actually changed it to become a medicine ball. That's how the medicine ball was invented.
Then in the 40s, because of the war, there weren't a lot of it toys. I think breathing and patriotism were also on this list, but they have a short list. bubble solution. Could you imagine? Here's some soap.
Can you imagine?
That's how bad America was in the 40s because of the war.
Waiting in line all night after Thanksgiving to get bubble solution.
Oh, God, please, please let there be some soap under the tree and a stick with a ring around it. Oh, God.
A man was trampled today trying to get his bubble solution at the local General Market store. Audio at 11.
Golden books came later. Little golden books. Those are still popular. But now they're all Disney properties. A slinky. That you can cut yourself.
That's fun for a boy and a girl.
And get this. Legos. Legos were also popular in the 1940s, according to Time magazine.
Wow.
Jumping into the fabulous 50s, you recognize some of these. A water balloon. Oh, it's such a simpler time. Silly putty, which is just... you know, lazy plastic, Fisher Price, little people, color forms. I don't know what that is. Paint by numbers kit for the uncreative child.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head, a wiffle ball, matchbox car, Pez dispenser, Gumby, Play-Doh. Some of this stuff. Yeah. Very popular in the 80s. Frisbee, super popular. Corn popper. I want a corn popper.
What is that?
I want to make corn.
Is it like a Jiffy Pop? Is that what it is?
Yeah. You stick it in the thing and it comes out. Like, microwaves weren't around and kids wanted to eat corn with their movies because that was big. Two-handed pogo stick. A two-handed pogo stick. What? My mind is blown.
To replace the one-handed option?
Oh, that's so 40s.
You know what we need, Bill? We need something to simulate bull riding. So we're only going to have one handle. And then the following Christmas, they met. He was like, hey, these kids are getting fractured skulls. They're dying. We need to let them hold on with his other hand.
It's like a wrist rocket or a Wii with a strap. A hula hoop, Barbie, a troll doll in
what
the 50s.
What year is that? In the 50s, okay.
Heck yeah. A Play-Rail toy train, yeah. A Chatty Cathy. And for the classy kids, fake vomit.
Yes.
Jump into the 60s, Etch-a-Sketch, Rock-a-Stack, Ken, Slip and Slide. Oh, yeah, definitely. Plastic is in full effect because they did not have metal slip and slides. Chatter Telephone, G.I. Joe, Easy Bake Oven with a light bulb that could burn your skin. Crawlers. Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah, as a young boy, did you want an Easy Bake Oven? Because I
Heck
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
have
did.
A kitchen in my house. Well, we had our own versions later, which were the with the Creature Makers.
Yes. But I wanted to be able to make my own cupcakes in my room and not have anybody tell. I was surprisingly skinny for a kid who fantasized about food as a child. I clearly, when I made my own money, I took full advantage of my love for food and put on about 50 pounds.
I would like to buy my own hard bake oven, and I'm going to install that in my bedroom. Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Johnny 7 OMA, CNSA, Super Bowl, Barrel of Monkeys, Radio Controlled Car, that was your favorite, yep. Light Bright, Hot Wheels, Playmobil, Fantasy Doll, Barbie's Dream House, yes. In the 70s, Nerf showed up, Weebles, Paddington Bear, these are more franchises, Baby Alive, Baby Alive, Baby Alive, Shrinky Dinks, which are seriously boring. The 70s were a boring time. Yep. Magma Doodles, but the Rubik's Cube, how could I forget that? No doubt people were crawling over each other to get to the Rubik's Cube. Stretch Armstrong, which made a resurgence in the 90s, Star Wars action figures, of course. Yep. Mattel Classic Football, Simon, Speak and Spell, Star Trek Electronic Phasers, but nowhere on there is, what did you say earlier? A pet rock.
Yeah.
Must have been for older kids.
Yeah.
80s, Cabbage Patch Doll, of course, Polly Pocket, Slap Bracelets, which are still sweet, in my opinion. Masters of the Universe action figures, Glow Worms, Care Bear, My Little Pony, Transformers, Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah, I mean, these are classic.
Welcome to our childhood, huh? Yeah.
I mean, this is the stuff, though, where people were paying hundreds of dollars. Yes. I have a hard time imagining it in the 70s mentality of somebody giving somebody else $600 in the parking lot for a Simon or a Speak and Spell.
Yeah.
But in the 80s, where cocaine was flowing like wine in the bathroom, I have no doubt somebody was like, yep, I will give you $1,000 for your Teddy Ruxpin doll. Skip It, Ninja Turtles, Koosh Ball, Pound Puppies, love them, Glow Sticks, Wrestling Buddy. And then in the 90s, Little Tykes Logging Cabin. See, I think some of these are debatable. I think there were bigger items than this. Little Tykes Cozy Coupe Car, Super Soaker, Beanie Babies, Buzz Lightyear, American Girl Doll, Tickle Me Elbow, Furby, and a Nudodium Magnadoodle. And then the 2000 Bratz, Mindflex, and Zuzu. So I don't know on what grounds they claim the 90s and the 2000s get their list, because I feel like there are much bigger electronics and games and things that were out of that time.
That must be on purpose, because I'm shocked that the Nintendo didn't make the list at all. Yeah. Like, I remember it being very hard.
Maybe it's traditional toys. They scale down the scope. You can find this out if you go to time.com/time/special, and then they have a bunch of lists. You can just type time list and see the all-time 100 greatest toys. Oh, I guess that's it. I've got to say that a Nintendo, an NES, was far cooler than a Super Soaker or Little Tykes Toy Log Cabin. Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. That makes no sense to me. Well, I'll say this real quick because I just wanted to touch on it while are you okay if I talk about the Vita real quick before?
Let's do it next time.
Aw, snap a doodle. That's a teaser, mofos. For those of you not in the business who need to be taught what it is to understand things, give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to like us on the Book of Faces at facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast. You could follow the show on Twitter at Second Funniest. You could follow me on Twitter at Justin Worsham. And tune in next week. Hope you've had a great Thanksgiving and you're coming.
Can I give a little Jerry Springer moment real quick?
Of course.
Kids, families, be safe out there.
Yeah.
On this Black Friday, it's important to find the present that your child wants, but it's more important to show them the truth of the holiday spirit.
Yep.
Don't punch another mom trying to reach for that Tabio doll.
Right.
Don't bribe some lady in the parking lot to get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles super sewer system. Have some integrity. It's the best gift you can give your child, even though they won't get a chance to unwrap it under the tree.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, and they only have February and this day, so treat them right. So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is racist Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.